CBS News correspondent Jennifer Kuiper tells us the court says they can.
Arizona's Democratic Secretary of State Adrian Fontes and Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer, a Republican, disagreed on what status voters should hold since their citizenship documents had not been confirmed due to a two-decades-long database error. The Arizona Supreme Court says county officials lack the authority to change the voter statuses because those voters registered long ago and had attested under the penalty of law that they are citizens.
CBS's Nicole Skanga tells us there's more information coming from the Secret Service about the first attempt on former President Donald Trump's life.
The internal review reveals advanced personnel recognized the line of sight concerns from the building, but security measures were not carried out as intended.
We cannot abdicate or defer our responsibilities to others.
Meanwhile, outrage on the Hill.
This issue is not about money, it's about management.
As lawmakers debate if more money will be allocated to the agency.
Meanwhile, the House unanimously passed a bill yesterday to beef up Secret Service protection for presidential and vice presidential candidates. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Challenger Eric Hovde among all likely voters. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, a shower or storm possible tomorrow afternoon and evening, high in the low 80s. Partly sunny, much cooler, only upper 60s Sunday. A few showers are possible right in through Monday. It's 55 right now.
Todd Alba.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Tuesdays in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris's stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Alba Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, you can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter before I introduce you to our next guest. It is time, Greg Bach, for our Go for the Greener Gold statewide text to win contest. Get out your phones, my friends. Go to the Civic Media app and whatever station you're listening to around the state. Text the word this hour, vacation.
Oh, boy.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. This hour's word is vacation. Every hour that we play this contest, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 and 4 p.m., you have a shot at either $100 cash or gold jewelry, and then everyone is in the running for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Those would be nice seats. That'd be a nice Christmas present for somebody.
They're going to be cozy.
Going to be cozy. Vacation is the word you want to text this hour. V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Excited to have our guest here. He is an adult fan of Lego. I have been told Todd is the correct way to refer to adults who like Lego. Todd Elliott is here. And you are on a quest, Todd, to have the Brewers Racing Sausages immortalized by Lego. Welcome to the show. How did this all get started?
Thank you. So I've been designing some sets recently. It started with COVID. I was a little bored. So there's an application from a site called Bricklink that you can download that allows you to build anything out of any Legos that ever existed, any colors and everything. So I was on there playing around. My wife and I went to Quebec City. I did a marathon there. And there's a famous hotel there, Frontenac. Beautiful hotel. So I built that. I submitted that to Lego Ideas, which is a website where fans can submit their ideas.
That's so cool.
And people can vote on them. Yeah. So started there. I live in Philly, and we have a couple of great mascots here. You can probably see over my shoulder Gritty in the background.
Right.
I tried making a Philly fanatic, and I submitted that to Lego Ideas recently, and I was looking for something else to do, and I was walking around the house, and I saw these in our house, and I go, Eureka, there's my next idea. So I sat down and tried to design those. They came out really well. I started with Polish sausage. He came out fantastic, so I just did the rest, and I thought, I'm going to submit this to Lego's idea, and that's how it all started.
So how many votes does it take? How much reaction does it take to get Lego to actually make this?
Well, so you need to get to 10,000 votes. And I think it's like three or four times a year, they do a review session, the Lego designers there. And they take all the ideas they had got 10,000 votes up to that time, and they review them, and then they come up with their decision whether they're going to make it a set or not. The next review session's in January. So I hope to get 10,000 votes before this December. So it's in that January review session. But if not, then it'll be in the next review session. But whenever I can get 10,000 votes, which is going to be a daunting task. I think I just checked. I'm at 1,130, which is the most votes I've ever got any of my ideas. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What? But we only
a
have
a long way from 10,000.
Well, we only have what, 8,200 left.
Yeah. I'm getting closer.
Well, welcome to Matt and Aaron here, the influence machine, folks.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I got to say, you know, as an adult fan of Lego, who also, you know, built them when I was younger, I had like a bucket of them. I didn't have sets. I just had a bucket of them. I mean, you just made whatever.
Right.
Yeah, yep.
A friend of mine who is also, he got me into this. When we were in lockdown, he's like, hey, do you just want to get on Instagram Live on a Tuesday night and just build a set? And that went from, we did that for a couple of weeks, but then I built 40 sets in a year.
During COVID?
During the lockdown.
Wow.
Period. Yeah. So,
wow.
So, I mean, it's, I cannot begin to tell you how I believe therapeutic it can be to just sit down, especially if you like turn your phone off, you put some music on, or just lock yourself away, and you just get yourself in a rhythm of
and create.
And I'm a kit guy. Like, I follow the instructions by the letter. Yep. And when I see, Todd, the things that you and all the other wonderful creators do on that website, it's inspiring. But I'm also like, I'm going to let them keep doing it because it's amazing. But yeah, the Lego idea site is so beautiful because Lego is really, truly a company, as Todd knows, that encourages us. They're not like, that's our copyright, that's our branding. They're like, no, have fun with our stuff. Let us know what you did. Maybe we'll put it out.
Yeah. Talk about COVID. I looking for something therapeutic to do. I actually got all my kids' Lego sets and dumped that out on a floor and just started sorting them into different buckets based on pieces. And now I've got them in little individual containers. So now when I build something, I can just go to the containers that I need to pull the pipe pieces to build.
I did something. So I bought a friend of mine, her sister was getting rid of all of her kids' Lego sets because they were older and they didn't care. So I bought 3 trash bags full of them.
Yes,
and over the course of a few days, I just went through and just was like, small.
Wow.
I mean, it was great. I mean, and now I have all these sets, but I then have all these side, like extra pieces, if you will, so I can do other things replace, which is important. Todd, I have a question for you, because when I reached out to you to talk, I assumed because you built the racing sausages that you were here in Wisconsin, but you're in Philadelphia. You're in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
You're in Philly.
Yep.
What brought you, are you from Wisconsin? When you said Polish sausage, I detected some Wisconsin, but is this your home state?
No, I was born and raised in the Midwest. So born in Illinois, grew up in Indiana. I was in the military, so traveled the world. I was based in Germany. That's where I met my wife. She's American, but she was working for AT&T over in Germany.
Cool.
So when we got married, I left the military and I went looking for a job, and I got a job at Kraft Foods in Chicago, which she loved because she was born and raised in Chicago. So we kind of went back home.
Yeah.
And at some point I started working for GE, and I got a promotion and I went to GE Healthcare based in Milwaukee. In fact, you know, out in Waukesha.
Right.
So they relocated me to Milwaukee. So we lived there from 2005 to 2008.
I was going to say, your wife is a Chicagoan, let you build a Milwaukee Brewers-based Lego set? This is the greatest woman ever.
I got to tell you, I know there's a kind of this rivalry, but everybody in Chicago, we love Milwaukee. I mean, anytime friends came up to visit us, they just raved about how beautiful Milwaukee was and how much fun it was. So, yeah, it's... There's no hard feelings in Chicago for Milwaukee.
If you're just joining us, Todd Elliott is our guest. He's a Lego designer and a marathon runner, and he is looking for votes.
Mm-hmm.
What is the website people need to go to, Todd?
Yeah, I can send to you, but it's like if you just go to Lego's Ideas, and you can type in the search bar. If you put in, you know, famous racing sausages, you'll find my page, and then you can click the vote button. You do have to register, so that does a little bit about there, but it's free, it's easy.
Can you vote more than once?
One vote only. One vote.
Yeah. All right.
So if you have a large household, get everybody to vote.
We only need like 8,200 votes, people. I know we can make this happen before December.
Honestly, even if you aren't a Lego, like even if you aren't an adult fan of Lego, a builder or a creator, I really suggest going there, registering, and just look at some of the designs. Some of them are monumentally beautiful. Like this, it took someone a long time to do, and please give them this set now. Some of them you're like, that's adorable. And, you know, I mean, I think it's just a lot of fun there. Lego is a lot of fun, and you're supporting a company that does so good for their employees, for the community. They're a company that doesn't even, like, they don't even care that if you go to Walmart today and buy a Lego set, they're like, that's cool. You bought a set. We're fine. Cool. You know, like they're just so laid back and wonderful. And I think supporting them is great. But I also think going to these sites and supporting people like Todd is very important because it keeps that creation alive.
Well, and it must be pretty exciting for your kids, Todd. I mean, right? But I mean, that's pretty cool. And
they're grown now, but they're like, you're a celebrity now. It's like, well, maybe in Milwaukee.
That's good enough for us.
Yeah, I am just beside myself with how much this has generated interest. Like the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reached out to me that there's a thing in their paper. I just got off a call with CBS, the CBS station in Milwaukee.
Oh, nice.
I did one with the Fox station. So it was just amazing. And now you guys, this is fantastic.
Well, and I think too, and back to your point about being able to shut off your phone, put on some music and just let your mind go. I mean, there's adults we need to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Whether it's coloring in adult coloring books, there's all kinds of creative little outlets where you can lose yourself. It's good for you. It's good for us.
It's fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. My wife buys me every year one of the Lego architecture sets, mm-hmm. and I build those. So I just have a lot of fun with it. And you can see my map here. That's a Lego set. They came out with a world map. And I use that to put little flags of where I've run marathons.
Oh, how cool.
That is I've got so many unbuilt ones right now. Okay, this weekend I'm putting together. I might do my Captain America shield finally.
Do you have a design background, Todd? Or is this just something
I do not. It's just, yeah, I wish I, you know, thinking back on my life, I wish I had gone into a more design kind of field. But my son actually went to... got a degree in product design, so I wish I would have followed his path.
Great, Todd.
Yeah,
you really are doing great. We only got about 2 minutes left, Todd. Are there examples you know of where people have voted and Lego turned it into a set from this idea site?
When you go on that Lego's idea site, you'll see the fan ones that have become a Lego set. It's like recently, if you go to a store, you'll see it on the shelves. Somebody made the red telephone box, British, mm-hmm. in the UK, you'll see that one. So there's lots of ones. There's also, there was a set like, I want to say like 5 years ago, somebody submitted for the Milwaukee
Museum.
Yeah. That got 10,000 votes. Unfortunately, Lego didn't make that a set, but I built it. It's on my shelf. So I reverse engineered it and built it because it's a beautiful set.
We're going to have you back before December and see where the vote count is going. We'll include all the links in our show notes. Todd Elliott, trying to get the racing sausages made into an official Lego set. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me
on. You bet.
Thanks, guys.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast global Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
This is the Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Galby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text, and leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just had a conversation with Todd Elliott, who is an adult fan of Lego, a Lego designer, and he is trying to get Milwaukee Brewers Racing sausages into an official Lego set. Yeah. You can help make that happen. We'll have the link in our show notes after the show is over. So go and register and vote, and we'll see if we can't possibly make this happen. But we got a great email, a text from Lynn in Golden Valley, listening in Madison on WMDX. I spent years in a foreign country where Lego was uncommon. I visited a colleague's home. His son had one Lego set with a book of 50 examples of things this set could make. Mm-hmm. So I made this weird car. My son was all confused because the car wasn't in the book. He thought Lego was a game where you had to make each example and make it match what's in the book. So what's cool about that, again, is letting your own imagination go.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just so, it's, what a great outlet. Now I want to borrow one of your Lego sets.
Now you just have it. Once it's like a Kleenex. I'm not taking it back. You can keep it. But yeah, I mean, honestly, it really did. I mean, I've kind of fallen off the Lego, the Lego train a little bit just because with the house, finding a place to put them. Exactly. But it really is. I challenge anyone listening to right now, go to your local store. I say go to the Lego store at the mall, but or order a set. Something simple, less than 200 pieces. It'll take you half an hour to build at most. But really put yourself in a place of like relaxation. Sit at a table. Don't allow people, like, just be to yourself.
Right.
And I guarantee you, you will enjoy it. And you'll put it on your desk at work, or you put it on your credenza. It's just something that is really nice to do for yourself.
And who knows where it might lead.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You might find this is a great outlet. You might find that you're a natural at designing things and you didn't even know that. So
yeah,
take advantage of it. Take advantage of our Go for the Green and Gold statewide text to win contest. This hour, the word you want to text via the Civic Media app is vacation. VACATION. This hour's word is vacation.
We really got away with fun.
I know. It was pretty easy the first couple days. Todd, oh, no. No. Every hour that we play, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., you can either win 100 bucks in cash, some lovely gold jewelry, everyone in the running for the grand prize, which we will, this contest goes through next week. You'll pick up a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. The word this hour, vacation, VACATION. Coming up after the 11:30 news, we're going to talk about neighborhood rules. Neighborhood rules. You're a relatively new homeowner.
Correct. 2 years in.
Mm-hmm.
I still have questions.
What are the rules of your neighborhood? What are maybe unspoken things everyone agrees on about you never mow your lawn before this time?
Yeah.
Those kinds of things.
And granted that we could probably listen to them, HOA nightmare stories, but let's not, I want
to
like.
That's not where we're trying to
go with this. Common agreements amongst your neighbors, just being neighborly versus someone knocking on your door saying, you've had a package on your doorstep for the past 3 hours. That's against HOA rules. Oh,
yeah, that's not what we're going for. And we will be wrapping up the show with our regular segment out now at 11:50 called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing coming from the world of nature.
And I have not seen this. I have not seen this. And Jane said, go ahead, take a look. I said, you know what? No. When I hear it, folks, you'll be hearing it for the first time as well.
And you'll know why this should not be a thing. Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, is coming to Wisconsin today. She will be in Madison. Kamala Harris holding a rally starting about 6:30 tonight at the Alliant Energy Center. Wisconsin Democrats, that's according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, said this week that the party has worked with 16,000 new volunteers since VP Harris replaced President Joe Biden as their nominee last month. The party's also announced that with the opening of two new offices in Dane County, Dems now have 50 coordinated campaign offices in 43 counties, more than 250 full-time staff, more than 500,000 doors have been knocked on since Joe Biden so graciously stepped down.
This reminds me of 2008, the Barack Obama days, that we had a campaign office everywhere in Wisconsin. Multiple and bigger cities, knocking on doors constantly, talking to people, welcoming them, getting them a phone in their hand or getting them a packet to knock doors. Or, you know, we didn't really do the postcards thing. We kept it more digital and
personal. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this energy and bringing back something that was said yesterday about like a foregone conclusion of Trump winning. I don't believe that. I believe it's only possible it's foregone if people stay home and they don't get energized. And this campaign is the opposite of that. It is energized. It is electric. It is excited. And people are doing it. They're getting up and they're and volunteering, which is a hard thing to do with time. But I think with this kind of momentum, I have hope.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I do. I think a lot of people do. Same about the gerrymandering in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I think people are hopeful that we might actually see some positive changes now that we have fairer maps. Mm-hmm. It's been a really, really long time.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed it is. Ooh, a post-Robin Voss Assembly Speaker world.
I can't even wrap my brain around that.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, it sounds weird, but like whether you're a Star Wars fan and like the Empire falls, or you just love the movie 9 to 5 where they break the chains because their boss is done. It's just that idea of coming into the light. I mean, like, will we get things done?
Things. Money that is, will money that's already been approved and allocated for things actually get sent out?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
That's a start. It's a good start.
It's a good start. But as Kamala Harris has said herself, her campaign is the underdog.
Yes.
And you need to treat it that way.
Yes.
Don't get complacent. Don't get smug. Don't take anything for granted. And go to myvote.wi.gov. Be a voter, baby.
It's cool.
Everybody who's anybody is a voter. Our contest continues until noon. Text the word via the Civic Media app, vacation, VACATION. It's our Go for the Green or Gold text to win statewide contest. News is next. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is your truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Waba.
CBS News Brief. Israel says it has killed another major leader of Hezbollah in Beirut during airstrikes. CBS News national security contributor Sam Vinogrand.
The leader of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, had said that Israel's actions constitute a declaration of war.
Georgia's Republican-led elections board has declared all votes must be counted by hand in November. Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia's Center for Politics says if that's allowed to stand, there may be chaos.
You could drag this out forever. The longer it goes on, the more people will believe something is amiss and some funny business is occurring with the vote.
Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe has been releasing more information and some more blame about the first attempt on former President Donald Trump's life at that rally in Pennsylvania.
While some members of the advance team were very diligent, there was complacency on the part of others that led to a breach of security protocols.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers hit the road tomorrow. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is at Tennessee this week. In the preseason, the Packers traded with the Titans to bring in Malik Willis, who started last week's win over Indianapolis. Willis said that Tennessee knows what he can do.
I'm not sure that it comes down to that. I know they're over there preparing, and we're going to prepare over here and do the best we can come game time. But like you said, we're taking this thing day by day.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said he knows there's a tough task ahead for the offense, regardless of who is at quarterback.
I think they got a lot of veteran players, and they're a well-built defense. I think schematically it's a challenge. Denard Wilson coming from Baltimore, and just he's an experienced guy in this league. And then when you couple that with really good players, you have a chance to be a really good defense.
Jordan Love is listed as questionable for tomorrow's game, which kicks off at noon. The Milwaukee Brewers lost Friday 7-4 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers 4 games back of the National League's best record. The same two teams play tonight in Milwaukee. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, a shower or storm possible tomorrow afternoon and evening, high in the low 80s. Partly sunny, much cooler, only upper 60s Sunday. A few showers are possible right in through Monday. It's 55 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic
on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to janesays at civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us, call, text, leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that's Elon the Hutt.
Mm-mm. No.
It was Jabba the Musk and Elon Hutt.
Yeah.
Elon Hutt.
Well, Jane, he has a name now.
In case you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, listener Jeff from Shorewood.
Scott.
Jeez, why do I keep doing that? Scott, I'm so sorry. He and his friend made this on a 3D printer, and they combined Elon Musk with Jabba the Hutt. And we're just looking for the right name. Jabba the Musk, Elon the Hutt. You've been voting for the last couple of days. Greg Bach, do we have a final tally on what the Matinair on Air mascot will now be called?
Can I get a drum roll of some sort, Calvin?
It's very, very exciting.
I'm very excited.
Very exciting.
With a vote count, well, with the votes winning by 13.3%, the winner and new name of the Matinair on Air mascot is... Jabba the Musk.
Yay!
Bow down before him, for he is Jabba of the Musk clan.
Jabba the Musk comes out on top. Thank you to everyone who voted. It's highly critical.
Yeah. We got to let some attack ads.
I know. Weird. Very, very important vote. And we appreciate everyone taking time to actually care about this. Yeah. And thank you again, Scott from Shorewood. For Jabba the Musk. He will be part of our daily show going forward. We'll put him on a shelf.
Yeah, we're going to put him on like a little
He can watch from afar. Also, don't forget, you have until noon to text the word via the Civic Media app. Text the word vacation, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Vacation is the word this hour for our Go for the Green and Gold statewide text to win contest. You could pick up either $100 in cash or gold jewelry, and then everyone will be in the running for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Your next shot will be in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd and then at the 4 o'clock hour with Dom Salvia. So those will be your next chances. But the word this hour, vacation, V-A-C-T-I-O-N.
We're already in controversy, Jane.
Oh, no. Why?
Tony on the live stream says rigged. I'll show you the results. Actually, folks, if you want to see the results, simply go to Twitter. Yeah, we call it Twitter in this house, even though Jabba the Musk hates it. We call it Twitter. Go to our social media, M-A-T-E-N-A-E-R, Matinair on Air, and you can see the results yourself. This is a free and fair election.
We're going to spend several million dollars to investigate this and find out if there was fraud.
I got a call into Michael Gableman right now. He said he's right on the case. He just needs a $200,000 deposit.
That's all he needs.
That's all.
We'll get right on that.
Yeah.
Rigged.
And by the way, when they say rigged in November, I'll be laughing just as hard.
Absolutely. All right. We want to know what you think about neighborhood rules. What are your neighborhood rules? What are just kind of the neighborhood codes that we all agree upon? Important things like you do not mow your lawn before what time?
Yeah.
What are the rules in your neighborhood?
So the impetus of this is simply I asked a couple of people. I asked Pat on his show. And on our show, I asked you as well, because you're both longtime homeowners, better sense of this. And I just want to know, like, I want to mow my lawn early sometimes because, one, I got places to be.
Right.
It's also cooler out usually.
True.
And just want to be done with it. Knock it out. Take care of it. But, like, I always feel like 10 o'clock is the surefire. 10 o'clock or later.
You're safe.
Is good.
Yeah.
But then I hear neighbors mowing it at 8 o'clock. And the thing is, I'm not mad. I'm awake. I've been awake for a while. But I also don't want to assume just because they do it, everyone's okay with it. And no one's answered my door-to-door knocking campaign yet. So really, I just thought I'd open up to you as well as the listeners. What are the rules of your neighborhood or just a common decency as far as...
You don't do this.
Mowing the lawn, loud music in the garage, that kind of thing.
What are your rules?
Inform me, folks.
Well, and I'm curious, too, are there different rules for Saturdays as opposed to Sundays? Now, on Saturday, I would say you can mow by 8.
Saturday?
Saturday, okay. Not Sunday.
Yeah.
I would say Sunday, you can mow starting at 10.
Okay. See, I would...
For whatever silly reason.
I get that. Sunday just has that feel of, like, it's the rest day.
Yeah, people are sleeping in. Maybe
sleeping it
bit.
Off, maybe.
That could be, too.
Calvin, what are your thoughts?
I still think 8 o'clock is way too early.
Now, do you think it's too early because you'd have to mow the lawn yourself, or you just don't want to hear it?
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a lazy guy on the weekend. I tend to sleep in. But even 9 o'clock would feel better for me. I don't know why.
Then 8
o'clock?
It can be early.
Yeah, it just feels distinctly like the morning still. 9 o'clock, you're kind of drifting towards late morning by that point.
You're hopping towards brunch. I mean, yeah, I get that. I would say for me personally, I would feel comfortable. I honestly would feel comfortable just after 10 o'clock. That way, if anyone...
Then you're in the clear.
If anyone said, like, it's early, I'm like, hey, it's after 10 o'clock. There's double digits in this time.
Yeah, if anyone is going to complain to you and it's after 10, then they're just looking for something to complain about.
But I want to mow at 8, Jane.
You can mow at 8, Greg. No one will like you.
Well, that's not nothing new. That's fine. I'm fine. Like, what would it take, Jane, for you to, like, get in your robe and walk to the house, be like, hey, really?
If it were, actually, this happened once when I was still working very early mornings, like
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And I would have to be in the office by 4.
Boom, 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 boom.
So they were doing some sewer work on our street.
Okay.
And there's a manhole cover right in front of our house. Mm-hmm. And they were working like a half a mile down the road in the other direction. And it's 10 o'clock at night, and I can hear them banging in the sewer, and it's coming out right in front of my bedroom window. And I don't remember if I drove down there or if I called someone. It's like, you can't do this to me. I'm getting up in 4 hours and you're pounding on the pipes and that's all I'm hearing. So it's got to be pretty extreme, though.
Yeah.
It's got to be pretty extreme. But I will say, when I was working those hours, I was much crabbier.
In the morning, yeah.
I was I was just much because you were tired all the time.
Oh no, I mean honestly, like Jane, you know this, and I know I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get here by 5 or 5:30 to we do Pat's show.
Yep.
I just don't think the human can adjust to that permanently. You always want to sleep in. You have to do it. I get up. That's it. That's my job. I do that. But if I didn't have to set that alarm, I would never wake up on my own at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it's completely unnatural.
Yeah.
Working those hours is completely unnatural.
It's crazy pants, but you know, we still do it. We got some text on the line here. And in fact, agreeing PJ on the text line says, I got a Craftsman 20-volt lawnmower, electric. Another person says, get an electric mower. They make less noise.
My husband has one too, and they are much quieter.
My next mower is going to be an electric because we have a ton of batteries for different things. And then Brian and Swamico listening on WGBW says, not before 10. I'm with Calvin. The weekend is for us night owls to sleep in. Thanks, guys. Please don't mow at 8 like that one neighbor in my neighborhood. Have a wonderful weekend, Brian. Okay.
Thanks, Brian.
And honestly, like, I want to mow at 8, but the whole time, I'm a Midwesterner at heart, so I know the whole time, be like, everyone doesn't like me. Everyone does, as I'm doing it, because I feel bad. I'm inherently designed to feel bad.
But that's not necessarily a terrible quality, because I think there's all kinds of people who don't feel badly about anything.
True, and a lot of them
like,
work
I don't
in
care
DC.
If I'm going to wake up all my neighbors because I want to mow at 7:30, or I don't care if my neighbors are annoyed that we're having a garage party and we're playing music at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those people. Yeah. So I'm glad you're the other people.
Yeah, and those individuals want you to come over. They want to be like, I dare any of you to say anything so we can
cause a scene.
Exactly.
Yep, you're right. Dennis in West Dallas. Greg, get an electric lawnmower. You can mow whenever. Matt, Germantown, I have an electric mower. Makes almost no noise. I assume I could mow whenever, but I'm never up early enough for it to matter. That's good.
Here's a good question. I feel like breaks all, like this is sort of a, yes, but what about, this is Eric from Madison listening to WMDX. Yes, but what about snow blowing at 5 or 6 in the morning because you have to get up to work? What are the rules, clearance space? I think when it comes to that, people just accept it.
I think it's special dispensation.
Did you hear that, Calvin? Special dispensation.
Eric, I think it's special dispensation when we're talking about a big snowfall.
Yes.
Because you're right. People got to get to work.
Yep.
There are some requirements. What if you don't move your car by a certain time or something? Well, and then there's a whole thing about getting plowed in.
Oh, yeah. They'll plow you in. Also, there's some cities that will ticket you if you don't shovel your sidewalk, because that creates walking hazards.
Right.
So I think when it comes to snow blowing or snow throwing, as it some call it, I think you just say, hey, if I gotta be out the door by 5, then I gotta wait by 3.
At least in my neighborhood, because my neighbor will get up pretty early, and I don't know that that's, for one thing, when our windows are closed.
Yeah.
So that helps. I think in the summertime with the mowing, a lot more people have their windows open.
Yeah. And so lawnmowers are just louder than snow throwers.
Yeah, definitely.
I think so.
What do you think, Kelvin?
Yeah, I mean, definitely snow and grass are not the same thing. I think
that's
snow,
true. Science has proven that.
Snow is an exception. Grass is purely aesthetic. And I agree that long grass starts to look bad, but that's the only reason there is to cut it, is that it looks bad. There's really no other reason.
Calvin, I think lawns are stupid.
Whoa!
I do.
Why didn't we talk about this?
But I do. I think they're a waste of water. They are not natural to anything. We want to look like Louis XV in France because he had big gardens. Lawns were not a thing for a long time.
For a long time?
A long time.
Man,
Bring it on. Lawns are stupid.
I think we need to table that discussion and come back to it. Because that's the other thing too, is like, there's a pressure. I feel a pressure to make my lawn look a certain way. And if I don't, like, I have an next-door neighbor, they're very nice, but their lawn is impeccable.
Oh.
It's beautiful. And they work really hard at it,
too. I'm sure they do.
And they put the money, and I love them. I love their dog. Every time they mow their lawn, I just feel like a piece of junk.
So they're lawn shaming you.
No, I'm lawn shaming. I'm allowing myself to be indirectly lawn shamed, proxy them. They're great if they're listening. They aren't. But the point is it's like having that lawn, it's a lot of, it's
living, well, you keeping, it's keeping up, right? Keeping up with the neighbors.
I know. My lawn looks like trash
right
now.
It's whatever makes you happy, Greg.
Who here wants to come over to my place? I'll teach you how to change your oil. You can fix my lawn and make it look halfway decent.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet someone would take you up on that. There are a lot of people who want you to teach them how to change their oil.
No, you know, maybe we should do civic media video. Greg teaches you how to change your oil.
We could have it. You could do a tutorial.
Exactly. And I know that I've promised this before. Yeah, we could do this. Well, I'll talk to the higher-ups. We'll rent a Camaro.
See if we can't make this happen.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like that idea. Yeah. Don't forget, text the word vacation. You have until noon, VACATION. Text the word vacation on the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for either $100 or gold jewelry, and then in the running for those tickets on December 23rd, Monday night, green and gold versus New Orleans. Vacation, VACATION. All right, one more break to go. We're going to wrap things up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Nature Edition. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Resident young person Calvin on the board. Our mascot, Jabba the Musk. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, the final votes were tallied, and it is Jabba the Musk, our new mascot. Thank you, Scott, from Shorewood. Since I keep getting his name wrong, I don't know what's wrong with me. All right, we were just talking about neighborhood rules and, like, what time should you mow and things like that. Yeah. And Catherine from Madison texted in listening on WMDX. Have you checked out Bee Lawns? BEE Lawns. Environmentally better, no mowing, deeper roots, hold more water than shallow grass. I'll work. We'll look into that. I have not heard of Bee Lawns.
Bee Lawns.
Bee Lawns.
BEE Lawns?
BEE. BEE Lawns. You still have a couple of minutes to text the word vacation via the Civic Media app, VACATION. To get in on the running for our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win statewide contest, vacation is this hour's word. Your next shot, 1 o'clock with Todd Alba. Right now, though, it's 11:53. Calvin, that means it is time for
This shouldn't be a thing.
You can always send us your This Shouldn't Be a Thing at to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is the segment we're going to wrap up the show with every day. So we're always looking for your This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing comes to you from nature. Taiwanese woman Aram Aranji, 64, was washing her dishes the other day about 8:30 at night when she felt a bite on her leg. She thought it was a spider or something like that. I looked down, Aram says, and it was a snake. It was a python.
What?
It was a 44-pound python who bit her and then started coiling around her. Aram said she tried to fight it off. She cried out for help. No one heard her. At one point, Aram grabbed the snake's head, hoping it would let her go. It didn't. Instead, it kept strangling me. A neighbor eventually heard her calling for help and called the authorities at 10 p.m. This happened at 8:30.
Yeah.
At 10 p.m., finally, the local police kicked down the door after hearing a weak voice coming from inside. She had probably been strangled for a while because she was pretty pale.
Jeez.
It was a python, a big one. I saw a bite mark on her leg, knew there might be some others, that he tried to help by prodding the snake to get it to move away. The python was 13 feet long and weighed more than 44 pounds. That shouldn't be a thing.
Jane Matinere, anti-snake.
It's just, when I saw this story the other day, it sounds like something out of a movie, doesn't it?
It sounds like an Indiana Jones type of thing. Like, it just takes you and just is like, oh, here we guarantee she's going to have a knife on her side for the rest of her life.
I would move. I mean, that just freaks me out. And I'm not a big snake fan, so maybe that's part of my ew factor, but that shouldn't be a thing. And the authorities said, and snake experts say, that snakes are not, well, normally a python isn't going to take on a human because a human can fight back.
Yeah.
And pythons are going to try and squeeze something that's smaller just because it's easier. Mm-hmm. So they think it either got confused or felt she was blocking its path out, and that's why it bit her. And then I guess after it bit her, it's just like, well, why not? I might as well give her a squeeze. I'm not sure what the logic followed after that. But, ooh.
There are so many different scenarios now. It's just like, did the snake bite her because he didn't know any other way? She's like, hi. Hello. Do you want to hang out? You want to be my friend?
I've been living here for a while. I thought we should get to know each other.
I just want a hug. I'm a snake fan. Like, I mean, I don't own a snake, but I'm not afraid of them. I'll hold a snake. I think they're fascinating.
Yeah.
But even I can agree. I understand, like, yeah. But also, like, the snake bit you. The first thing I'm doing is, at that point, probably hopping away or wobbling away. Yeah. But, like, I'm not sticking around for the after show.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I would just think I would be so stunned that I would stand there and let the snake coil around me and just go, yeah, I'm going to die now.
You're very Midwestern. It's like, well, you already started, so I don't want to be in your way now.
I'm not going to interrupt you.
Yeah, that'd be rude. Oh, my good gravy. I was raised better.
Calvin, do you have any feelings about snakes?
I don't have strong feelings one way or the other. I'm glad I live in Wisconsin that doesn't really have snakes. But besides that, that's about as strong as I feel.
I mean, we've got little grass snakes, and we do have some snakes. And I know, you know, if you go around Devil's Lake, and we have snakes, but not 13-foot long pythons, thankfully.
Thankfully, yes.
Unless you have one as a pet.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. Well, actually, if I'm coming over to your house, tell me.
Tell me, show me the aquarium that there are 5 rocks on there, and it has relatively bad upper body strength. Spoiler. Snakes don't have an upper body.
Good to know. Exactly. Good to know. Well, again, that was today's episode of Calvin.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Definitely should not be a thing. Yeah. Send in your This Shouldn't Be a Thing things to Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
That's the name of them now.
this shouldn't be a thing things. And vacation, VACATION. You got about 2 minutes. News is coming up next. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you have the chance to share it. Take care. Stay here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll talk to you Monday. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt and Aaron on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Cheese Days in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris's stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hezbollah and Israel traded substantial attacks over the border between Israel and Lebanon. The Israelis say they killed another top Hezbollah official during an airstrike on Beirut. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick is following the escalating action.
Ibrahim Akil was believed to have been involved in the U.S. Embassy and Marine Barracks bombings in Lebanon in 1983. Hospitals in Beirut, meanwhile, continue trying to save lives from the exploding walkie-talkies and pagers earlier this week. Lebanon's health minister, Firas Abed.
A lot of these injuries are life-changing injuries. And that is why detonating these devices in civilian areas among civilians is clearly a war crime.
More than 1,200 surgeries have taken place so far.
Georgia's election board, with new appointees loyal to former President Donald Trump, has voted along party lines to force the hand counting of all ballots in November, a process expected to delay the tally. CBS News election law contributor David Becker.
The board has imposed this rule that says they have to count the number of ballots before they go home, not the actual votes on each ballot. The poll workers will have been working there 16 or more hours. Many of those poll workers are senior citizens, and they'll be kept until they count in multiple times the number of pieces of paper.
Criticism of the move has come from both Democrats and Republicans in Georgia. Early voting began yesterday in Virginia, Minnesota, and South Dakota, kicking off a six-week sprint to Election Day. This as the Democratic presidential campaign sprinted back to a swing state.
Vice President Kamala Harris rallied in Wisconsin Friday night, her fourth visit to the battleground state since launching her White House bid this summer.
Your vote is your voice. And your voice is your power.
In Madison and earlier Friday in Atlanta, the vice president focused on the issue of abortion, citing Amber Nicole Thurman, a Georgia woman who died after a delay in receiving medical care. Harris has blamed the state's abortion ban.
CBS's Natalie Brand reporting. In South Carolina, the first state execution in more than a decade.
There was an unintended 13-year pause on capital punishment in South Carolina because prison officials couldn't get the drugs needed for lethal injections. That changed Friday night with the death of 46-year-old inmate Freddie Owens. He was convicted of the 1997 killing of a Greenville convenience store clerk during a robbery. While on trial, Owens killed an inmate at a county jail. His confession to that attack was read to two different juries and a judge who all sentenced him to death. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people
at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson, as a woman.